As we have seen, bullying prevention, there are federal laws as well as New York State law specifically that prohibits bullying, discrimination, and harassment in the school area, in the school setting. So what consequences do students face, or disciplinary action or remediation that occurs after the investigation occurs? So while the primary focus of the DASA policy is on prevention, acts of harassment and discrimination may still occur, right? So when these acts occur, students, offenders will be given a clear message that their actions are inappropriate, will not be tolerated, and are inconsistent with the concepts of tolerance, respect of others, and the fostering of civility in public schools in order to provide safe and supportive school environments for all schools. Student offenders shall further be advised that their behaviors must improve. Student offenders will receive in-school guidance on making positive choices in their relationships with others if appropriate. Disciplinary action shall be taken by the administration, because again, you have to remember that kids come from a variety of homes with a variety of values, value system, and also behaviors. What they're seeing, what they're modeling, their mentors might be totally different from what they're being taught at school, or the expectation, the behavioral expectation is in the school setting. If the behavior rises to a level of criminal act, law enforcement shall be contacted promptly by the principal, superintendent, or designee. This policy is meant to promote progressive discipline and intervention as opposed to zero tolerance approach. The response to students' violation of the policy shall be age appropriate and include both consequences and appropriate remediation responses. So again, it's saying whatever interventions that are going to take place, again, it should be a learning experience for the student who's involved in it, and also it's supposed to be transformative, meaning the consequences should be evident and there should be something in place to help them get the right response or move towards the right behaviors. Consequences for a student who commits an act or acts of harassment, bullying, and discrimination shall be unique to individual incident and shall vary in method and severity to the nature of the behavior. Again, the developmental age of the student's previous disciplinary record, other extenuating circumstances must be considered with the district or BOCES codes of conduct or charter school, and also they're looking at the disciplinary rules as well as code of conduct in general. So again, whatever that's being decided for the student as far as the disciplinary act, again, it's going to be a case-by-case basis, even though, for example, it might be the same act, but is this something that's repetitive? Is it something new? Is it something unusual for the student? All of this is going to be taken into consideration.